You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it. Brace yourselves because the holiday season is knocking on our doors, bringing with it a whirlwind of festivities and commitments. Shopping, parties, celebrations, Christmas programs, the list is endless. Not to mention that my daughter is getting her tonsils out in the middle of December, and I cannot get over this sickness that I have had since the end of October. It just keeps coming back and getting me. So lots of things going on with the holiday season, some medical things happening. It's a lot. It's a lot for everybody. So now I know that with the holidays, a lot of us have this mix of excitement and apprehension about this time of year. It's a season of joy, but it can also be a season of stress. So in this episode, we're going to explore how journaling can be your soft glowing light in the window in maintaining mindfulness and well-being during the pre-holiday rush. And the benefits of journaling in our daily lives are remarkable, and they become even more pronounced during busy seasons. Journaling provides us with a sanctuary for self-reflection, a safe space to unload our thoughts, and an opportunity to find clarity amidst the chaos. In the past, journaling has been my steadfast companion, especially during the holiday frenzy. As I navigate through holiday preparations, shopping lists, and juggling work and family commitments, my journal keeps me grounded and focused. I love to sit in front of the fireplace under my softest blankets to journal in the quiet moments at the beginning or the end of the day. More than likely, it's at the beginning because at the end, I am spent. So I'm hoping that you can all find the quiet during the season that can feel so loud and so rushed. So finding that quiet is so important to nourish ourselves. And journaling becomes that bridge that connects you with your inner calm, even in the midst of the pre-holiday storm. So here are some prompts to help you journal about maintaining mindfulness and well-being during the holiday rush. So ask yourself these questions and write about them in your journal. Write your answers in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your journal. So the first one, what are the top three stressors you anticipate during the upcoming holiday season? And what can you do to either avoid the stressors or stay calm when they come up? The next one, describe one self-care practice that brings you comfort and relaxation. How can you incorporate it into your busy schedule? So like I said, I love sitting in front of the fireplace, under some soft blankets to journal, or in my gray chair that I love, and lighting a candle. But I also recognize, since I keep getting sick, that I should probably do a little bit more self-care. And so I absolutely love Mind Valley. They have so many great programs. So I've been listening to those either in the morning or before I fall asleep. And it's just a really nice practice. And so if you can find anything that nourishes you like that, write about it in your journal and maybe make a list, because something might work one day that doesn't on another. I also have been wanting to take a bath with a bath bomb or with like my Epsom salts, that's another thing I really want to do this week. So I need to do some more of those self-care things, especially because I've not been feeling well for so long. Okay, so enough about me. And then your last journaling prompt, list three activities or habits that help you stay grounded and centered. How can you prioritize them during the holiday preparations? So even if it's like in the middle of the day, and it might be something so small, like standing and doing a little bit of breath work or some box breaths, or my friend Marika, she does three hugs and an UGG just to stop and get present and to focus on your day. So three hugs are three good things that happen. One UGG is something that was challenging or frustrated, but it makes you just stop, get present, and think about it. So it doesn't have to be like this huge habit that you have to develop. It can be something so simple as just having an alarm on your phone to remind you to stop and get present. Or just some things like asking for help. Like, I know it's not a habit, but that's something like my mom and I, like, I am not a very good wrapper of presents. So my mom will come over and help me wrap presents. She's still not impressed with my terrible wrapping jobs, but it's something special we can do together. And it's something I just don't like doing, but it's more fun when she's there. Plus she's so good at it. So she helps me out. So it's maybe not something that keeps me grounded, but it certainly helps me stay happy and make something joyful that I don't necessarily like doing during the holidays. So write about anything that might help you, whether it's asking for help, any activities or habits that you can do, just to keep you happy, grounded, and centered. So remember, your journal is your sanctuary, and these prompts will guide you in staying mindful and well during the bustling holiday season. And before we wrap up, I encourage you to please rate, review, and subscribe to Journal with Jenny. Your support is invaluable, and it helps us continue to provide content that resonates with you. And until next time, happy journaling and stay grounded amidst this holiday rush.